Russ Davis inviting you to stay tuned for more Jazz America following the news on VOA Music Mix.
President Obama reaffirms U.S. commitment to Asia-Pacific region, and Nigeria's Boko Haram seizes Chibok, the home of kidnapped girls. I'm Bill Michaels, reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama addressed an audience at the University of Queensland in Brisbane, Australia today. The policy speech reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to the Asia-Pacific region and precedes a meeting of the ASEAN regional leaders in Brisbane today.
First, the United States will continue strengthening our alliances. With Japan, we'll finalize new defense guidelines and keep realigning our forces for the future. With the Republic of Korea, we'll deepen our collaboration, including on missile defense, to deter and defend against North Korean threats. With the Philippines, we'll train and exercise more to prepare for challenges from counterterrorism and piracy to humanitarian crises and disaster relief. And here in Australia, more U.S. Marines will rotate through to promote regional stability alongside your diggers.
Meanwhile, as world leaders gather in Australia for a summit meeting of the Group of 20 Economic Powers, Russian President Vladimir Putin said the United States is crudely violating the spirit of international cooperation. Nigerian militant group Boko Haram has seized the northeastern town of Chibok, the home of more than 200 schoolgirls the group kidnapped earlier this year. Pogo Bitris, chairman of the Chibok Elders Forum, tells VOA that militants attacked the Borno state town late Thursday afternoon. Officials in Mali are trying to trace at least 200 contacts of people linked to Ebola patients in that country as it struggles to contain an outbreak of the virus. This is VOA News. It has been 2 weeks since what many in Burkina Faso are calling the revolution that pushed out longtime President Blaise Compaoré. The military, politicians, and civil society have finally agreed on the framework for transition. VOA's Ann Look has our story.
There was joy and a few sighs of relief in Ouagadougou when the charter for the transition passed late Thursday after a week of haggling, a game of, quote, ping pong, to quote one opposition leader.
Le charte de la transition a été adopté à l'unanimité.
The charter is being celebrated as a compromise that bodes well for the months ahead. The military bent to demands from civil society and opposition politicians. There will be a 90-member National Transition Council that has legislative powers and is led by a civilian. Ann Look, Dakar.
A powerful earthquake has struck just off the coast of Indonesia, leading to a tsunami warning for areas up to 300 kilometers away. The 7.3 magnitude quake occurred just after 10:30 this morning local time. There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center in Hawaii said waves of up to 1 meter were possible along some coast of Indonesia, with smaller waves traveling as far away as Taiwan and Okinawa. That includes the Philippines and Papua New Guinea. Ukraine's Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk says building an army strong enough to stop Russian aggression is the country's number one task. NATO and European observers report seeing Russian tanks, troops, and weapons crossing the border into eastern Ukraine this week. The ceasefire declared in September has been violated consistently almost since the day it was signed. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said the situation in the east must be resolved through dialogue with the Russian-backed separatists, but he said Friday the Ukrainian military is willing and able to fight back if the ceasefire collapses completely. The House of Representatives has approved construction of a controversial pipeline through the central United States to transport Canadian oil to the Gulf of Mexico. The measure passed with 252 votes, including all of the Republican members of the House, as well as 31 Democrats. It's not clear if the democratically controlled Senate will be able to get enough support to pass the bill when lawmakers vote on it next week. The Senate is scheduled to vote for Tuesday, relenting on holding a vote after years of opposition from environmentalists. The bill could face a veto by President Obama. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to another hour of Jazz America here on VOA Music Mix. Later this hour, more conversation with Horace Silver and Charlie Hayden, two jazz greats who are gone but not forgotten. And to begin this hour of Jazz America, we'll remember another of the greats of jazz history who passed away not long ago, on the 26th of January in 2012. Clare Fisher died at the age of 83. He was a fantastic composer and musician, and primarily known as a big band arranger. Now, we've been following families in jazz here on Jazz America in the last few weeks, and we do it consistently over the weeks and over the months and over the years here on Jazz America because there are many family affairs in jazz history. Among them, Clare Fisher and his wonderful big band, who, after his passing, his son, Brent Fisher, has carried on the family business in a wonderful way. As a matter of fact, there's a brand new release just out called Pacific Jazz. As Brent Fisher carries on the legacy of his father's Clare Fisher Big Band with this music. Here's the Clare Fisher composition, Jumping Jacks, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago, I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. I do, didn't you know? I remember to a distant bell and stars that fell like rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, I will tell them I remember you. I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. You kisses ago, I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. I do, didn't you know? I remember to a distant bell and stars that fell like rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall, then I will tell them. I remember you, blow da 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 da. You're the one who made my dreams come true. I remember you. You're the one who said I can't get through it. I remember to a distant bell. Oh, but I do, 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 do. come through a few kisses ago. I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. I do. Didn't you know? I remember you were just a bell. Stars that fell like rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I will tell them I remember, tell them I remember, tell them I remember. Did you notice that I sang the last chorus, the exact melody?
Well, we wish another very happy birthday, 86th birthday on the 18th of November, to the great vocalist Sheila Jordan. Sheila Jordan gave us I Remember You in a live setting recorded in Montreal, Quebec, in Canada, from her album from 2008 and her performance from that same year, the album Winter Sunshine. Happy birthday, Sheila Jordan. With her beautiful voice and her great piano playing, too, she's brought a lot of joy, a lot of sunshine, and any time of year to a lot of jazz fans. Now it's time to turn once again to a wonderful conversation I enjoyed with Horace Silver, the late great pianist, composer, and a gentleman who ushered in a style of jazz known as hard bop. He was one of the strong proponents of that style. He died at the age of 85 on the 18th of June earlier this year. We'll remember him fondly, never forget him, enjoy one of his classic songs from the album A Prescription for the Blues, recorded back in the late 1980s when the members of his band included the Michael Brecker, Randy Brecker, Brecker Brothers contingent, Ron Carter on bass, and Lewis Hayes on the drums, too. So get ready for that. But first, conversation with Horace Silver, gone but not forgotten, here on VOA's Jazz America.
One last question. This is your chance to tell our listeners around the world how you feel about the current state of jazz in America.
I feel that it's healthy. You know, for a time there, I was a little apprehensive about the state of jazz because most of the old established greats have passed on, you know. But now I don't feel that I have to worry about it because there's some young guys out here that I think can carry on the music, you know. They're very young and they're very talented, and we worked well together, we blended well together, and I had a ball, you know, playing with them. So I feel that guys like this is going to carry the music on, you know. There's only one thing I would like to see some of these guys do, though, is to try to find an original identity on their horns. You know, there's a lot of great players out here, young players, I'm saying, you know, that have excellent technique, and they know their chord structures, they know their harmonies, and they're fine soloists. But identity, you know, you can hear a guy playing, you know, and it's a young cat playing on a record or something, and he's playing his butt off, and you say, wow, this cat is cooking. But who is it? You know, mm-hmm. what's his name?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like where you could say that of a young, you know, you hear a young Lee Morgan like of years ago, and you say, well, yeah, that's Lee Morgan, because he had a sound, he had mm-hmm. a certain sound, you know, that was his, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what I think they should strive for, you know. They're already fine musicians as far as technique and harmonic knowledge and playing their butt off, you know, but they need to get an identity, a style. Because, you know, if you look back at some of the guys in the old days, guys that patterned themselves after Charlie Parker, Jackie McLean mm. patterned himself after Charlie Parker, but he didn't sound like no clone, you know.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He sounded, he was influenced by Charlie Parker, but he developed something that had his own sound. When you heard Jackie way back then, you said, oh, that's Jackie McLean, you know. Mm-hmm. And various other players, the same thing, you know. Mm-hmm. So that takes a bit of doing. You have to really want to get that, and you have to work at it, you know, and try to develop that.
Mm. Yeah, it's, I think in our society, people want the quick fix, and it just doesn't happen that way. It takes some work. You have an incredible body of work. I think you've had a wonderful life. It seems to me you've still got that big smile on your face and those gleaming eyes, still playing in just a fantastic way with wonderful songs. Just good feel, good emotion. It's all there. And
I think music helps to keep me young, you know. I mean, this body of mine is getting older, and I can feel it from time to time, you know. But my mind is like and was like I'm in my 20s or something. You know, my mind is young, and I just have so much fun doing this music. I get restless and don't have to do it myself when I'm not involved in the musical project. You know, like I've just finished this brand new record, and now I'm working on the music to the next CD, and I'm so excited about it because it's going to be a hell of a project. You know, I can't tell about it. I don't believe in telling until I get it done.
We'll catch up with you and find out about it later on.
Okay.
Horace Silver, long may you wave, my friend. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me on your show.
And here's a man who had his own style. Nobody sounded quite like Horace Silver. Here he is, as I mentioned earlier, with the Brecker Brothers, Michael and Randy, Ron Carter, Lewis Hayes, and Horace Silver, giving us a little bit of that hard bop sound on You Gotta Shake That Thing from the album A Prescription for the Blues on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. The late, great Horace Silver, gone but not forgotten. You Gotta Shake That Thing. Was that fun or what? From his album, A Prescription for the Blues, with the Brecker Brothers and Ron Carter and Lewis Hayes joining with him. We're going to remember another of the greats of jazz history who died in 2014, who is gone but not forgotten, bassist Charlie Hayden. That's coming up in just a bit. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I received, and it reads as follows, with the subject line, "Love the music." I like to hear that. My name is Josephat Ondi, and I am from Kenya. Thanks for good music that you play. I listen on Saturday mornings from 7 Greenwich Mean Time on FM frequency 107.5 in Nairobi, Kenya. Bye, Josie Ondi. Well, Josie Ondi, thank you so much for your kind message, for checking in with us. We always love to know how you're hearing VOA's Jazz America and when you listen. And I want to play a song for you. As a matter of fact, I'll give you a couple of songs. They're going to have a nice groove to them. One is going to groove in a bluesy way, the other in kind of a swinging way. And it's going to feature another of the great artists that is gone but not forgotten, the great George Duke. But first, how about a little organ groove, a little Hammond B3 organ? And one of the finest players of the instrument these days is Mr. Tony Monaco. From his latest release, Furry Slippers, with a little help from guitarist Fareed Hawk, here's Boogie Blues to begin this set on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
suitcase and moving on down the road. I got my ticket, I just can't stay here no more. My ride is waiting, the airport is way across town, yes it is. The seats are taken, and I don't want to let them down. So I make a move to catch my groove. On the stage, I've got to play. And it's bound, but all the sound go away. The lights are dimming. It's time to hit the stage again. Screaming, feeling in my head that what I can take the space between heart and soul. It's all gold. What's the
light up and it made him smile. Yes, I did. I laid the sweet spot tailing. I sure am glad I came to town. Get out. So don't be confused. I'll be around to supply them groove. That's all so smooth to play. I pack my suitcase and moving on down the road. I got this ticket, can't stick too long. A road warrior song, down's on my second home. You know.
In August of the year 2013, the great George Duke passed away at the age of 67, far too young. He also gone, but not forgotten by all of us who love his music, who love his beautiful piano playing, his wonderful vocalizing, his songwriting, his spirit. George Duke, with a song from his album In a Mellow Tone, swinging on the song entitled Down the Road. Hope you enjoyed that here on VOA's Jazz America, and I hope you'll enjoy now the words of another gentleman gone but not forgotten as I share a conversation I enjoyed with the great Charlie Hayden, the wonderful bassist, in New York in October of 2005. We'll follow that with some of his latest recorded effort, his collaboration with Keith Jarrett.
I've been listening to a lot, like I said, a lot of different things, just kind of getting to revisiting some of your things. And one thing that stood out to me is your work with specific pianists. I really loved that Montreal stuff with Jerry Allen and Paul Motion and the Kenny Barron stuff and the Hank Jones stuff. And when we're talking about traditional things, swinging stuff, man, it just doesn't get any better than that. So some thoughts about working with maybe those pianists specifically, and also about the bass and the piano, the marriage of those two, because we've been speaking of guitar and bass, two stringed instruments. Now, this percussive instrument that's like a symphony and your instrument blending together.
I, you know, have had a kinship with pianists. I started out playing with Paul Blay, and I made my first recording with him back in 1957 called Solemn Meditation. I heard Hank Jones on the Smithsonian History of Jazz Piano play this spiritual, I'm trying to remember the name of it now. Anyway, it really impressed me, and I saw him at the 50th anniversary of Verve Records at Carnegie Hall. I was playing there, and he was playing there, and I asked him, I said, the spiritual I heard you record on the Smithsonian thing, I said, I would really love to do some spirituals with you. And he said, sounds great to me. So we recorded spirituals, and I come from hymns with my family, so we did spirituals and hymns, and it's one of my favorite records I've ever done. It's called Steal Away.
Oh, it's just, it's really touching. Hank Jones, he's got to be one of the great gentlemen. Every picture I've ever seen of him, he's smiling, so he's got to have a good spirit and a positive spirit. And I love Kenny Barron, too. I have had a chance to spend some time with him and interview him, and he's a wonderful human being and an incredible artist. So you two did a wonderful collaboration there, too.
You know, one of the first duet records I did was with Hampton Hawes, He was the real reason I left Missouri and came to L.A. I was going to go to New York. But I wanted to find Hampton Hawes because I used to listen to his records in Springfield, Missouri, and in the Hoover Music Store, where they had these record booths where you could listen to LPs. And I used to go there and listen to Hampton Hawes all day. And after I got to L.A., I was playing a gig with Art Pepper. And
another great L.A. guy.
Yeah, and the first pianist on the gig with him was Sonny Clark.
Wow.
And the next night, Hampton Hawes showed up, and how I met him.
You've been in High Cotton since the very beginning, haven't you?
And, you know, then I was with Keith Jarrett for many years in trio and quartet settings, and we played a duet on one of my duet recordings called Closeness.
Yeah, you blend pretty well with an instrument that is supposed to be in the background. You're supposed to be one of those guys, you know, keeping the rhythm section going, and you've just never really played that part very well, have you?
No, I don't stand in the background very much.
Bud Powell's classic Dance of the Infidels. That's Charlie Hayden with Keith Jarrett from one of Charlie Hayden's last recorded efforts before his passing, Last Dance. This is Russ Davis. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of Jazz America. We'll close things out with another collaboration, this one featuring Charlie Hayden and Pat Metheny from their album Beyond the Missouri Sky. A beautiful piece on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. America. That's from the Midwestern United States, the spirit of that music from Beyond the Missouri Sky. That's a beautiful song from Pat Metheny on guitars and on the bass, the late great Charlie Hayden, gone but not forgotten. This is Russ Davis. Thank you for joining me for this edition of Jazz America. And on the next edition of the program, four good friends who first got together to collaborate back in 1998, John Scofield and the trio of Medeski, Martin, and Wood have gotten back together after all these years for their fourth release called Juice. They're creating a groovy new style of jazz for the new generation, and we'll share it with you next week.